This is KCUR 89.3. It's baseball season, and chances are, when you look in the dugout, you'll see only men. That's also largely true in the executive offices and in the broadcast booths. Major League Baseball is trying to bring more women into game-related roles, but many say it's just not that easy. KCUR's Erica Hunzinger went looking for the reason why.
Baseball is a sensory experience. The crowd is loud, the beer is flowing, and the bats are awake. But one thing you won't hear in Kansas City is this.
This one is a shot into left field. Goodbye, Manny.
That's right, a woman. For the Kansas City Royals, you have to go all the way to the lowest minor league team, the Lexington Legends in Kentucky, to find a woman doing play-by-play. That would be Emma Tiedemann, who broke the gender barrier in the Alaska Baseball League in 2014 and the South Atlantic League in 2018. She had a minor league team tell her they wouldn't hire her because of her gender.
Honestly, the time that it happened, I was so taken aback that I was just kind of quiet and walked out of what I thought was going to be an interview just stunned.
And it's not just a lack of women behind the microphone. Across all of MLB, the league's front office, its 30 teams, and their minor league systems, only 188 women work in baseball operations roles. These are the people who look for the best talent, negotiate contracts, or scour data to optimize player skills. Compare that 188 women to, say, the White Sox, who have 68 people in their baseball operations department alone.
The goal is always to improve the numbers, but not improve the numbers for the numbers' sake.
That's Renee Tirado, Major League Baseball's chief diversity officer. She's in charge of a few programs meant to boost MLB's gender diversity. In 2018, Major League Baseball earned a C for its gender hiring practices from the Institute of Diversity and Ethics in Sports. That's about the same as the NFL and Major League Soccer.
Look, I think there's no sugarcoating this. There's a lot to do.
At the top level of the Royals organization, there's just one woman in a baseball operations role, dietitian Erica Sharp.
I would say other people notice it more than I do. We'll be in a meeting with everybody, and they'll look around, they're like, wow, you really are the only female. That's weird.
She's in her second season with the Royals and has worked for three other pro teams.
They all treat me like their little sister. They call me little sis sometimes, and it really doesn't affect anything too much.
Baseball is a family of sorts. MLB's Tirado says teams, like humans, value familiarity in the hiring process. And what's familiar is other men.
I know that guy, and guy, I mean literally, I know how he works, I know what he does, I know the way he thinks, and it aligns with my philosophy.
And it's been this way for a while. Former Royal Greg Pryor played during the 1970s and 80s.
A lot of times in baseball, the change comes very slowly.
But he says that's starting to turn around, because the women who love baseball want to be a part of the game.
I welcome them into the sport. It's just like anything else. You know, if you can produce, if you can show you're talented, if you can be a part of a team and get along and be a value to your employer, whether you're a man or woman, I say come on in.
Gene Afterman with the New York Yankees is already there and has been for 18 seasons. Still, in her early years as the Yankees' assistant general manager.
Several times I was asked to get coffee or asked things that you would ask the secretary.
She hopes baseball's growing reliance on data, like predictive analytics and advanced metrics, attracts more women to baseball offices.
I've been honored to sometimes be referred to as a trailblazer, but it's pretty exhausting when you've blazed a trail and there's nobody following up behind you.
That's why play-by-play announcer Emma Tiedemann in the minors reaches out to any new woman broadcaster she hears of. She wants more to succeed, so that when she makes it to the show, she's just background noise. Like a walk-up song, or the call of the beer vendor in the section over. Just part of the game. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Erica Hunzinger.